Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Self-Confidence Project. I'm your host, Kimberly Hill, and this podcast is all about life and dating and relationships and navigating this intoxicatingly tricky world that we are all in. I want to bring you humor, I want to bring you fun, I want to bring you practical advice that you can apply right away in your lives, in your dating lives, and in your relationships. So thank you all for tuning in. I look forward to bringing you another episode. What are we waiting for? Let's get started. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Self-Confidence Project. Today we're going to be talking about how you guys can kind of understand and determine whether or not a woman is interested in you romantically. And I'm going to be going through about 10 different things that indicate a woman might have that romantic interest in you. But I'm also going to talk about what women will do when they are simply just trying to be polite. And sometimes that politeness gets misinterpreted as, oh, she might be interested in me romantically. So I want to kind of dispel that mystery on the show today. So this is something that's definitely going to benefit, you know, most of us listening here, as well as maybe even interesting for women to understand what they can begin to do if they also want to kind of let a guy know that, you know, they might be into that dude. Now, for those of you that don't know me, my name is Kimberly. I'm a men's life dating and relationship coach. I've been doing this for many years now. I work primarily one-on-one with men who are wanting to experience way better dating lives, to have fun in the dating process, start attracting quality women, to get a sense of clarity and purpose on how to show up and navigate dating with integrity. I primarily work with what I consider really good-hearted men who are looking for traditional long-term monogamous relationships, right? And that is what I support men with. I also work with men that are in relationships that want to, you know, deepen their intimacy, work on their communication with their partners, reinvigorate the spark that they may have lost, and simply just have a sounding board and a perspective to work through some of the stuff that you might be suppressing or is causing you distress in that relationship. So for those of you that, you know, might be thinking, you know what, I really want to put my best foot forward this summer, this year, when it comes to dating. I'm really sick and tired of, you know, repeating the same cycles that I've been having in my dating experience and my relationships. Then I do want to kind of give you that loving nudge to jump on a complimentary consultation with me. Really, we just chat, get to know each other, help you understand if coaching would be the right fit for you. And really help you understand what might be standing in your way of having the success you want when it comes to dating and relationships. And you guys are not alone. You know, most of us today are struggling in some way, shape, or form when it comes to dating and relationships. There are so many different expectations and standards and ways to navigate what can feel like this really complex, you know, area of our lives. And a lot of my male clients are very, you know, successful in their professional lives. But when it comes to dating, or it comes to relationships, or it comes to dealing with a woman that they find very attractive or they have really deep feelings for, the dynamic can shift. And so I'm really here to help you work through that and understand as well the female perspective as, you know, what women might be thinking, and just help give you those little clues and understanding so that you can show up and just, you know, have the life you want, have the relationships you want. You know, there's that saying that behind every great man is an even greater woman. And so whether you believe that or not, it's really important that if you are aspiring to have a loving relationship, that you are with the person that is going to encourage you to be the best version of yourself, but is going to do that in a way that makes you feel supported and loved by them. So here's your kind of, you know, just your little push from me to jump on that call. There's no pressure on that call, but if it works out for us to have a working relationship, I got just a few spots left for the summer, which is an amazing time to get out there and date, because there typically are more opportunities to get out and meet and attract amazing ladies. So if you are out there dating and you're thinking, well, you know, maybe I can approach women, or I go out and I talk to women, or I'm talking to a woman online right now and I'm not really sure if she's actually into me romantically, then, you know, I'm going to kind of give you guys the tips and the indications, the common signs that she in fact does have a romantic interest for you. Now, before I dive into that, I want to just say women can flirt with men and have fun with men and compliment men and pat men on the arm and appear to have a romantic interest, but they might just have fun with you. Now, when I used to work in financial derivatives, I worked in on a broking floor in Sydney, Australia, and I was one of two women in the entire office. So about two women and roughly, you know, 98 men, call it 100 people on the floor. And I had a lot of fun flirting with a lot of the guys in the office. Does that mean that I am interested in pursuing something romantic? Absolutely not. But it also can be a really playful way to connect with people. And so I get how it can be super frustrating for a lot of guys to go, well, she's flirting with me and giving me all these signs that I'm going to share with you, yet she doesn't want to pursue something. And that is entirely possible. Because when we communicate or we get to know someone and we're having fun with them, we can kind of give these signs, even though it isn't, you know, it isn't a hall pass or a door opening for something to develop further than that. So it makes it a little complicating without a doubt, but I just wanted to kind of put that out there that a woman can show you all these signs and not want to pursue something. A woman can demonstrate all these signs and want to pursue something. And a woman can basically demonstrate some of these signs just because she's trying to be polite. So yes, unfortunately this podcast isn't going to give you a super black and white, but this is realistic, guys. So you do want to understand these common signs and how to kind of, you know, understand whether she is interested to progress things with you, because that's really what we're doing when we're dating and getting to know someone. We're trying to read subtle signs. We're not robots. We don't walk up to someone and say, hi, my name is, I really like you, I would like to pursue something further. We tend to be less blunt than that by demonstrating that interest through our body language, compliments, and other things that I'm going to talk about. So first and foremost, something I talk about all the time, it's so important in our lives, how we show up in the world, which is our body language. So when you're talking with a lady and you're paying attention to her body language, if she is doing things like maintaining eye contact, smiling often in that conversation with you, leaning in to get closer to make sure she hears you and is, lessening the proximity between you. If she is facing you directly, her feet are pointing towards you, this is indications that she's enjoying this conversation. They are positive signs of interest, right? Alone, however, this isn't enough to determine whether she's interested in you romantically. This just means she's having a positive interaction with you. So that is a really good sign. And it's something that you definitely want to be mindful of and look out for. I talk very often with my clients about being mindful of a woman's feet positioning, right? If her feet are facing you, that means that she is comfortable in that conversation and that she doesn't intend to be going anywhere else. If you are talking with a woman and her feet are angled away from you, it's, you know, she wants to be going where her feet are pointing. So if you catch a woman, you're having a nice, what seems like a nice conversation, but she's kind of looking over her shoulder, her body is telling her and telling you that she wants to be moving in a different direction, which is away from you. So be mindful of women's feet positioning, as it's a real big indicator of whether she is enjoying that conversation or wants to escape it, essentially. Now, a second sign is whether or not there is engagement within that conversation. So a woman can be very polite and answer questions in a very matter-of-fact, like short and sharp way. And that might just be a sign that she's trying to be polite. But if she is actively engaging in conversation, she is also asking you questions of personal nature. And she appears, right, by your assumption, she appears to be genuinely interested in getting to know you better. This could be a sign of romantic interest, right? Politeness is going to be, you know, nodding, using polite language, smiling, being patient, showing a little bit of interest so that you don't appear or come across as rude. But then there's going to be real engagement. I'm having fun in this conversation. I want to keep this conversation going. I want to know more about you. And when a woman starts to ask you questions of a personal nature, that is typically a really good sign. Again, it's a positive sign of interest. And of course, it can be a sign that she is romantically interested in you, because a woman wants to know shit about a guy that she's gonna potentially sleep with and get to know and fall in love with romantically. She will want to learn about you. So another sign to look out for, guys, is going to be physical touches and proximity. So if a woman finds a reason to touch you, even casually, like a light touch on the arm or your shoulder,
or if she kind of inches in her chair closer to you when there is actually enough space for her to be standing further away, this can be a really good sign too. Some women are really physical touch adverse, and that might be because whatever experience they had in life, they aren't particularly as comfortable with close proximity to other people. But there are a lot of women that when they're interested in a guy, they'll get closer and closer to him over time. And she'll find a reason to touch you. Like, she won't necessarily even be subtle about it. She might laugh and be like, and reach her hand and put it on your leg, or touch your back, or like accidentally brush your arm. When someone is interested in you, they want to touch you. We want to touch that person. And so you'll notice that, you know, touch becomes part of the conversation, even if it's subtly. Sometimes when women are flirting with men, and I've definitely done this in the past, I kind of have this like boisterous little bit of a laugh and my hand goes up, and then I like playfully like tap or kind of hit the guy on the shoulder. Nothing violent in any way, but it's just like a, I'm touching you, right? And that's because like I want to touch this person. I'm interested in this person. I want to be close to this person. So that's not really going to be something that will happen if she's not particularly romantically interested in you. If she's being polite, she's still going to maintain, you know, decent body language. She might even be showing some interest, smiling, being polite. But she's probably not going to get closer and closer to you with time, because she might be enjoying the conversation, but eventually there's going to be an end to it, right? Compliments, without a doubt. If a woman is complimenting you frequently, especially on your looks, your appearance, it's a positive indication that she's attracted to you. Now, I ran into some guy that apparently I went to high school with. I didn't remember him. And he called out my name on the street and said, "Hey, do I know you from somewhere?" And I looked back and we engaged in a little conversation. And I was engaged. And I was polite, and I had nice body language, and I paid him compliments. In fact, I paid him compliments about his physical appearance. I thought he was an attractive guy. It didn't mean I want to pursue anything further. It was, again, just enjoyment, positivity. But if a woman that you are going out with, that you're dating, that you're getting to know, is complimenting you frequently, especially is like, "Oh man, you're handsome," or "That shirt looks really good on you," or "I love your style," or "Wow, you're damn, you're looking good today," or "Hey, nice to see you. You look great once you, you know, your facial hair has changed," or whatever women are going to say, it is a positive indication that she is attracted to you, because she is focusing on the qualities about you that she finds attractive. Now, she'll also pay you compliments of, "Gosh, you're so funny," or "Wow, like I love, you're such a great storyteller," or "Wow, you seem like so well traveled, like I love how awesome your energy is." Women are going to make a point of also complimenting you so that you know that we are in fact interested in you. Now, that usually happens after you've demonstrated interest in us. Right? Women are scared and we're insecure and we have our own issues, so we typically aren't going to boldly come out and say, "I really like a guy," or "I really like you," until that guy has indicated some interest in us. That's the green light for us to go, "Oh, he likes us, now I can take that risk." Totally unfair, right, how that works in life. Like, guys, you got to be more vulnerable and courageous up front and take that risk for a rejection. Women will typically respond to you in a positive way after you have demonstrated interest in them. So keep that in mind. Okay, so lots of compliments. Now, we talked a little bit about touch and proximity, but initiating contact. So this could be initiating that physical touch, but we're also talking about initiating contact with you by texting you, calling you, reaching out, putting an effort in to make plans to hang with you. So this is where it's going beyond, like, you know, that friendliness, cordial conversation. Those guys in my office that I flirted with, was I texting them later that week to make plans with them? No, absolutely not. Like, that wasn't the relationship we had, right? So a woman is going to, when she likes you, she's interested in you romantically, she's going to hope that she hears from you, but she's also going to, at some point, and maybe sometimes it's a little later than you guys would like, but at some point she's going to initiate contact by reaching out to make plans to hang out. "Hey, how's your weekend? What's going on with you? Would love to get together soon." Or, "Hey, you know, like, we talked about seeing that movie. Would you be free Friday night?" Or whatever it is, she might suggest or even make plans for you. Or she's just going to kind of subtly, let you know that she enjoys your company and wants to spend more time with you. And that's like, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, ask me out on a date. Right? So when she gives you that, hey, I love spending time with you, I have so much fun with you, oh, that date was so amazing, all of that is her saying, hey, I'm interested in spending more time with you. And I ideally, as a woman, we ideally want the guy to say, hey, are you free this night? I would love to take you to do this. We love that kind of directness and assertiveness, as long as there's some level of flexibility around it, right? So she's going to initiate contact. Now, here's one that's really important. It's something that I have been very cognizant of doing when I was interested in my partner when we first met, and that is remembering little details. This means that when you talked previously, she was making a serious effort to listen actively to you. So a woman can be in a polite conversation and then like a day later, forget everything that you guys talked about because she was just being polite. She wasn't super genuinely interested in everything. Now, a girl that is into you is going to make an effort to remember little things that you've told her. And that's going to demonstrate to you that she is paying attention to what you're saying, which of course, as I just said, is a major sign of interest. Okay, so those little details where you're like, where she's like, oh yeah, I remember that you told me that you traveled to this little obscure place in the world and that you tried this obscure little food and you had this obscure little drink, and you're going to go, yeah, you remembered that? She goes, yeah, of course. Like, I'm paying attention. I like you so much, so much. Let's go on. Right? She's going to remember the little details that make you feel special. Hopefully they make you feel special. She's going to laugh at you. Not at you, at your jokes, let me be clear. She might laugh with you, laugh at your jokes. And if your jokes aren't really even that funny, she's going to make some effort to kind of chuckle or laugh at them. I do that with my partner. My partner and I have a really different sense of humor. He's got a really dry, like British humor and like a very dark humor, which I also share. But his humor is like, I don't even know how to describe it. All I know is that it makes me cringe, and he's well aware of that. So when he makes a joke, I don't usually laugh out loud. I usually smile and kind of like cringe. Anyways, you know, you don't always have the same sense of humor as someone, but a woman is going to make an effort to make you feel good, even if you share a joke that doesn't land, right? She's going to laugh or smile at you. And of course, then she might even do the playful touch, the playful hit. That's the opportunity for her to initiate that physical contact with you. She enjoys being around you. She wants to make you feel good. So she's going to do things that demonstrate that she's making effort to make you feel good, right? So that's a really good sign. Now, again, like when I think back to the office and flirting with the guys, if they said something funny, I'd laugh or chuckle, but I wouldn't necessarily go out of my way to make them feel particularly good about it. So that's just a little subtlety that I can draw on from my past experience. Okay, something else that a woman's going to do if she's interested in you, potentially romantically, she's going to notice little changes, right? So I actually notice with a lot of my clients, and I notice with my partner because I'm very interested and engaged and invested in their lives, but I will notice when they get their hair cut. I will notice when their facial hair changes. I will notice if they're wearing clothes that are quite different, or even if I will notice if their energy has shifted quite a bit. Right? So a woman who's interested in you, again, she's so engaged in getting to know you. She's invested in your personal life. She wants to touch you. She wants to know about you. She wants to demonstrate that she likes you too. And so she's also going to notice changes energetically, spiritually, you know, physically within you as well. And she likely will even mention that to you. Hey, you look really good in that suit. Or hey, I noticed like, hey, did you change your hair? Or hey, da-da-da-da-da, whatever it is. Right? And so she will start to pick up these little subtle things, and that indicates that she's really looking at you. She's paying close attention to you. Okay, so one of the ones that I actually just talked about on my recent YouTube video where I give seven essential tips for flirting, one of the things I talked about around body language is mirroring. Okay, so mirroring, and so we're going to mirror people that we are interested in, as well as people we are engaged with and want to be polite with. But mirroring is the subtle mimicry or like subtle copying of someone else's body language. So if you're on a date with a woman and you kind of lean back in your chair and cross your arms, she might actually like subtly make that change herself, right? Or if you are sitting back in your chair and you kind of sit up straight and move forward and slide your chair forward closer to the table, then she might subtly change. She's not going to stay laying back with her arms crossed. She's also going to prop up and come a little closer to you. And that's an indication that she is connected or feels connected to you. Mirroring is really important. It's what creates a sense of familiarity and attunement with somebody. So this is a really important thing, right? If someone is being somewhat polite in a conversation, they might also do this as well. But definitely if a woman is really interested in you, she's going to make more of an effort, and not even necessarily consciously. She's just going to be a little bit of a copycat in that way, because it's a, I'm feeling in tune with this person, right? I'm feeling connected to this person. And I don't want to be out of sync with them. So I'm going to also talk in a similar tone to them. If you're telling a story and you're like, and then this thing happened and it was so crazy and serious, and she's going to be like, what? Tell me more. Like, she's going to match your tone. She's not going to be like, what? Tell me more. Because her tone is mirroring yours, and that's that indication she wants to know more. She's interested. Keep going. I'm connected to you, right? And last but not least, guys, if you're just getting, so you're not maybe necessarily dating a woman, but you're out talking to her and you're trying to like figure all this algorithm out. Does she like me? She's also going to inquire about your relationship status, right? She might be trying to determine as well if you're available. She might be like, oh yeah. She might say something like, oh, I bet your girlfriend really loves that. And you'll be like, oh no, I don't have a girlfriend. She'll be like, oh, gotcha. Right? Or she'll inquire like, oh, so how are you finding dating in Vancouver, wherever you are? Oh, how are you finding it? Oh no, I am, I'm hoping to maybe go on a date with you, whatever you might say. Right? So she'll also inquire about that because she will want to know. And that's, you know, those are the things that will happen in a, you know, a social situation where you're not already, you know, matched online and going out on a date. These are things that women will do to inquire if they're enjoying conversation with you. They met you at a party, at a networking event, at a course, because she wants to know, because that is the, if I'm single, okay, now the permission is there to pursue something and to really let myself feel something for you, because usually we're a little bit guarded when we don't know that about somebody. So again, like I said, it's like there isn't a black and white here. They're not, these aren't definite proofs of romantic interest. And we have to be mindful that there are certain cultural differences, individual personalities, you know, personal boundaries, like I said, around physical touch, that are of course going to influence someone's behavior. But what I want you guys to think about is looking for groupings of this versus, oh, she's giving me, she noticed a change about me, she likes me romantically. No, it's got to be like a bunch of these things happening at the same time. So she's got really engaged, she's really engaged in the conversation, she likes to touch you, she's complimenting you, and she remembered little details. Like, that's a really good sign. Or she's mirroring your body language, she's, you know, text her to reach out and hang out, and then she's paid you compliments. Like, you know, those are good signs. You want to definitely look for clusters and groupings. Now, as I mentioned when I started this show, I also just want to like quickly breeze over things that people do to just, you know, be polite in conversation. So without a doubt, we smile when we want to be polite. We actively listen and make eye contact when we're trying to be polite. We use polite language, please, thank you, excuse me, that kind of stuff. We also, when we're trying to be polite, we will maintain appropriate body distance, so we won't get usually too close. We don't intrude in someone else's personal space because we don't want to make them uncomfortable. So polite people will tend to stay a little bit further from you. We'll also, when we're trying to be polite, we avoid confrontations, especially women. Polite women will usually avoid any aggressive behavior. They'll totally tend to opting for diplomacy. Even when they are expressing their opinion or disagreeing with you, because we're just trying to be polite, right? And so the polite people are going to do that. We'll apologize to be polite. We tend to be very patient when we are being polite. We also give compliments when we're being polite. We show interest in people's lives. And we, of course, have appropriate body language. So this is where I guess it can get confusing for you guys, as you might be noticing this and taking that as romantic interest. But you know, really, I want you to consider whether or not you're seeing and this stuff is being demonstrated over time, as well as coupled with her putting in interest to get to know you, initiate contact, that kind of physical touch, as well as inquiring about your relationship status. So there are some subtle differences here, but definitely, you know, practice makes perfect. The more women you talk to that you find attractive, that you have enjoyable conversations with, the better you'll become at attuning to whether this person is simply being polite or this person is kind of giving me that energy and the sign that they might be interested in something more. So yeah, lots of content here. You might want to go back and re-listen to the show. Definitely important to kind of get a sense of how women demonstrate their interest, right? We're not always super blunt about it because we're shy and we're coy and we've been raised as women to kind of be desired and be pursued and be chased. So we're not going to put it all up front on the table. Most of us won't. There are women out there that are really unashamed of their sexuality and what they want and go after it quite boldly. But unfortunately, that's not going to happen for most of you guys, right? So you do have to learn to read these subtle cues and look for this kind of consistency over time as well, right? Politeness is one thing, but kind of seeing this behavior demonstrated over time or this interest to continue spending time with you is going to, you know, separate, you know, just a one-off polite conversation from something that potentially can, you know, move to a more romantic interest. So yeah, hopefully this show has been super helpful for you guys. If you liked today's podcast, please definitely leave the show a review. It's really helpful to get it out to more people. Of course, check out my YouTube channel as well for some more content and videos there, as well as my social media. And guys, if you're interested in, you know, learning about working with a dating and relationship coach, and you do want to take this part of your life seriously, then I do invite you to book a complimentary call with me. The link is in the podcast description, or you can head over to my website and read some great testimonials there too. And that is KimberlyNinaHale.com. Nonetheless, hope you guys have an amazing day and weekend ahead, and look forward to bringing you another episode next week. Ciao.